help us understand what is going on, because we are seeing here in the U.S. an increase in the pressure campaign, more sanctions on Venezuelan individuals and vessels. We saw an armed seizure of a vessel carrying oil out of Venezuela. Selling oil on the black market is really important money for the Maduro regime. Do you endorse this idea of more seizures and possibly even a blockade?
Look, I absolutely support President Trump's strategy, and we, the Venezuelan people, are very grateful to him and to his administration, because I believe he is a champion of freedom in this hemisphere. And that's why, and I say this from Oslo right now, I have dedicated this award to him, because I think that he finally has put Venezuela in where it should be in terms of a priority for the United States national security. And we do support these actions because, Margaret, we are facing not a conventional dictatorship. This is a very complex criminal structure that has turned Venezuela into the safe haven of international crime and terrorist activities, starting with Russia, Iran, Cuba, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Colombian guerrilla, the drug cartels, operating freely and directed in partnership with Maduro and his regime. And as every criminal structure suffers is when the inflows from their criminal activities are cut. Mm-hmm. And this, in the case of the Maduro regime, comes from the oil black market, the drug trafficking, gold smuggling, arms smuggling, even human smuggling and trafficking.